a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Netflix has teased a storyline from the sixth and final season of its hit drama series, The Crown.
Well, I'm out. Bye.
I love this series, but...
The show, which first launched in 2016, follows the trials and tribulations of the British royal family, beginning with the death of King George VI and the succession of his daughter.
No, we get the crown.
That's me, Queen.
Why are you
Elizabeth
talking more than you need to? Just
to
say
the throne.
Thing.
Stay
the
composed,
thing?
Lilibet. Stay composed.
The final season, set to air later this year, I'm getting better, aren't I? is believed to cover the death of Princess Diana.
Oh, does it include Candle in the Wind?
Maybe. And Netflix has
Elton
revealed who it's also going to feature. A royal wedding.
Oh, no, you turned into a Disney princess now.
It won't be Prince William. Or Prince Harry's royal wedding, coveted by the series. However, according to the snap tweeted by Netflix Twitter account earlier today, viewers will get to see Prince Charles's wedding to Camilla Parker Bowles, the one I always wanted, which took place in 2005 at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. What?
Hey.
Did it? 2005. Wow, that seems like not... Wow. Anyway, so Netflix have popped this up on Twitter. After six seasons, 7 years and three casts.
Tom doesn't want it repeated.
The Crown is going to come to an end later this year, and they've just put up a little booklet of... You know, a little sneak peek of what's to come.
Hey,
but don't you find it more entertaining?
Just for everyone out there, often we do what's it called? An air check where we go back and listen to our own work. How are you going to go with that one, Tommy?
It's funny how Lingy doesn't know what they are.
Yeah, I know.
I get paid to be me, and if you don't like it, you can pee off. That's a direct quote.
That is
from Lingy.
Yeah. He's got a T-shirt that says,
"Don't turn things back on me after that attempt."
Charles's mother, Queen
English
Elizabeth II, was said to have initially disapproved of the relationship, partly because her son's affair with Parker Bowles had brought the family into disrepute. Oh. Where's my corgi?
The show's gone for six seasons, but this break feels like longer.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
21 gigawatts. Hey, it is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talking about guess the year.
Maybe we should have pushed it. Maybe Tom Stewart wanted to play it.
I don't think we can make him do everything. He's only here for half an hour.
Right.
I'm just throwing a lot of stuff that's
right,
like sort of pre-show meeting gear.
How does guess the year
maybe
work?
Tom could do that. Maybe Tom could explain how the game works.
Go on.
Or maybe Tom can. Essentially, he's going to write down...
See, this, you can't be Tom and Tom.
I can't be Tom
and
Tom.
You're going to have to change
Tom.
Your name.
All right. It's going to be what? Well...
Louis and Stewie.
Louis and
let's
Stewie.
Let's go,
okay,
Louis.
And
come
Stewie.
On, let's do
all
it.
Right, so anyway, we're going to play a little bits of songs. Cast our minds back through the mists of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. We write it down on a piece of paper it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to go. We're ready to go?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Question number one for Guess the Year this week. Do you know what it is?
Robert Palmer?
Yeah, no. Sure, Robert Palmer.
No.
Go with that.
Who?
Might be.
Oh, no.
It's a bit of the John Cougar.
Yeah, it is. It's easy time.
ZZ
Guitars and beards. Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm happy with that.
They're hard to place because they don't age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they're always
the
aged.
Sunglasses and beards. all right. 3, 2, 1.
1984.
Did we all say 1984? Oh my God, did we just become best friends?
The year was
1983. Oh, okay.
All went over.
No points
that.
For anyone.
No, we were close. No, we were close. Okay. We went over, though. Okay, question number two.
God, he chooses the best of the best songs, doesn't he?
Oh, who is that?
Paul and Oates.
Is it? No, it's not. It's the guy that pays the ferryman, isn't it?
Yeah, Christopher.
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to be off by a decade here. Okay, I will write down.
It's hard to know because Dan on the Pots and Pans quite often puts a theme in there, but sometimes he doesn't. And so that day you're like, you answer and you're like, oh, God, would that fit in if there was a theme?
I've made a late change.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go.
It was Phil Collins, by the way. 3, 2, 1.
1992,
I said.
Hang on a minute.
The year was 1986.
Oh.
What'd you say?
No, I think you said 92 and then went, 82.
No, it's written down here, 82. Okay, good. What'd you say?
I said 91.
I said 90, so you get a point for that.
You get a point, Cameron Lee.
You're four years off, but
yes,
you got it.
Yes, reward mediocrity.
We know how much you love that.
If this was lyrical headlines, though, I'd be killing it because I don't know who they all are. Here we go.
That's seriously cool.
Question number 3. Yeah. There's your Robert Palmer gear.
Yeah.
Love RP.
Okay, I know that one.
Do ya?
No. But I was trying to portray a confident exterior.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1988. We both said 88.
I've gone way over.
Okay, if this is 88, then I'll be wild.
You know
the
why?
Year was 1988.
Yes. That's the theme.
I hate themes. That's too annoying.
It's 2-1 though. Let's
talk to Dan.
Concentrate on the theme. Concentrate on the winner.
Oh, you won.
2-1.
Yay. Yeah. All right. I'll pay it. Okay.
Come on.
Anything to get this over with. Well done, champion.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
G'day, Jono.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Morning, Jono.
Good.
Exciting morning, isn't it?
Yes.
Very exciting morning.
You've brought yourself a special guest as well.
Well, Lingy's done some work in the background to get our very special guest in the studio today, which is exciting for everyone.
Yes, All-Australian for the Cats, vice-captain for season 2023, Tom Stewart, and also Vest and Ferris winner. Good morning, mate.
Yay. Thank you for having me, guys. It's good to be here.
Good morning, Tommy.
Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday. I just had something pop up with the family.
Oh, that's good. Completely okay. Jono's been I'm sure you've been following every single vote of this.
The whole year. I've been hanging out. I even wore the vest in homage. thought I better do the right thing.
Jono gives out the votes. I think Jez Cameron got off to an early lead, and then Tommy Stewart through.
I've wanted Tommy to win this for the last 3 years, to be perfectly honest. And
what's
this
happening,
year,
mate?
I've been able to manipulate the votes, Tommy, to get you the win. But no, you've had an outstanding year. You must be wrapped with the way that your own form has been consistent over a period of time, but in particular, again, this year.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you have a strong year in a team that obviously didn't play finals. Doing some reflecting the last week, it's probably been the most difficult year personally and as a team. So to you know, play some really good footy and some consistent footy is something I'm pretty proud of.
I was going to say, Jono, you could have manipulated the votes to get him an earlier win. I managed to manipulate all those All-Australians. So five time now, is it, Stu?
Five time.
So I've done it 5 years. It's not that hard. Nothing to do with his form
it's
at all.
Is it five in a row?
I missed out in 2020. Okay. I broke my collarbone and shortened
my bad. My bad.
I think you had to be a little bit careful with that, just to miss 1 year, yeah. So it didn't look too obvious.
There is lots to get to. We do have a very special presentation ceremony to do some stuff to give you for the Vest and Fairest, and we want to talk footy as well.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. Very special guest joining us in the studio, Cats vice-captain Tom Stewart. He's also the winner of this for season 2023.
Vest and Fairest. Best.
That's not new to you, Stewie, because you've heard that each and every week you tune in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every Monday's morning.
Gets me every time.
Yeah. 3 votes, Tom Stewart. It was pretty easy this year, actually, to give out the votes because the great man did dominate for a fair part of the year. Once Jeremy Cameron went down, Tommy, it was even easier to provide you with the 3 votes.
That's an award I'm looking forward to chucking up in the mantelpiece, mate. I'm very, very fortunate to have won it.
How are we going to do the medal ceremony here? You're going to go over the top of the headphones here, Jono?
I was just actually thinking that exact point, Cameron. I'm not too sure how we'll work it. I might just hand it over and then we'll reenact one a little bit later on. But
all right,
well, I do have the... The K-Rock Vest and Ferris, thanks to Xena Sport, which is my wife's company, Tommy. So congratulations, mate, on an outstanding year. We do have a lot of fun with it throughout the year, but in all honesty, it is. We do take the votes fairly seriously. Lingy always lets me know whether I've got them right or not, because of how close he watches the Catters. But it's something that we're rapt to have you in. We really are, because you have had an outstanding year based on what you've done individually. I know the team didn't get the job done, but ultimately where your footy's at, mate, it's awesome to watch week in, week out. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, mate. As I said, I wasn't actually taking the mic. It's pretty cool to win the award. These little things are pretty nice along the way. So, yeah, thank you.
Now wait there, because there is more.
Always a little bit more.
Just as the setting last year, Jeremy Cameron won this Vest and Fairest Award, and we said, "What's your favourite cake?" He said, "Passion fruit sponge cake from Freshwater Creek Bakery."
Iconic. Yep.
Yes. We put the same offer out to you.
Yep.
You said, well, and being the selfless person you are, you said that your wife's cake's favourite is a cheesecake.
It is, yes.
So we've gone and got you. When I say we, I mean Tom has gone and got you a lovely cheesecake from the cheesecake shop.
Oh, thank
now
you
open
very
that
much.
Up a little bit.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. That's doing plenty.
Full disclosure, I have never eaten cheesecake in my life. I'm not a cheesecake guy, so I didn't know what to choose. I was the wrong person.
Just the most outlandish.
I found the one that looked nice and sweet.
It's beautiful.
It's a wild berry one. So
my kids will love that. Yeah. That'll be bouncing off the wall. Yeah. Can't wait.
It was almost chocolate. You're lucky because he almost went down.
What's wrong with chocolate cheesecake?
Mate, he's got nice.
Stewie, can you explain to him when it comes to cheesecake, like, you don't want wild berry?
No, wow.
You just want
plain.
No,
you don't. You just want the New York baked cheesecake.
See?
There you go.
You better win next year then, mate.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. I'll come back to the New York next year.
First one.
Or someone else can do it. Have you had, before we get into the mats, have you had a chance to, obviously the season finished, have you had a chance to put your feet up a little bit, have a bit of rest and time with the family?
Yeah, a little bit. The last few days have been pretty quiet. I went and watched South play on Saturday, which was pretty nice, and see them have a win against Colac. But
yeah,
it's good to just take stock a bit. And I think my kids are a bit sick of me at home already. So it is nice, mate. My wife does a hell of a job with the two rat bags at home. So to get home and just spend some time and just be a dad for a bit is something I'm really looking forward to.
I was talking with Isaac Smith just before the last game against the Western Bulldogs, and obviously he's retiring, so he's going to take a big deep breath.
Yes,
but he was saying that it felt like the entire club needed to just take a breath. It had been a huge 3 or 4 years. COVID, the halves, always playing deep into finals. Last year winning the premiership, and things just didn't quite work this year. Has that been the feeling around that, as painful as it is not playing finals, this could be a really good chance to reset everything and get that bit of a breath the club needed?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important to look at it in that light. And I think Scotty and Hawk really lead that sort of ever optimistic outlook on what's ahead for us. Myself, I think I've played 17 or 18 finals in 7 years at the club.
Wow.
So it's basically an extra full season. So, and then that's an absolute blessing. We set it up every year to play finals, and that's been led from your charge, Lingy. Like, we're not there to make up the numbers. We do believe every year that we can win it. So this year it's been interesting. There's been a lot of challenges and a lot of hurdles along the way, but I've grown enormously from living through this experience. So I'm excited to have a rest and get home and, as Tom said, put the feet up, but not for too long. I know that I'm probably at the peak of my powers right now, and I'm really excited to come back super fit and super hungry and lead these young boys into what could be a really exciting future.
And Tommy, is a part of that maybe a positional change for yourself? Because I did see you venture into centre bounce a few times this year. Now, is your role in there and say, look, Scotty's called me in because you boys aren't getting the job done?
No,
what do you want me to do, Reece? Just put it down. Put it down in front of me, and I'll get to work.
No, I think that wasn't even a breaking case of emergency. I think that was just throw a fire extinguisher and see what happens. there was an opportunity there where I'd just sit in that defensive cover position and just try and help out where I could. That wasn't something I trained. It was something that came literally at three-quarter time of the Fremantle game, where Scotty said, we just need to throw you in there and see what happens. And it had some good effect, but I think we'll see me definitely just slide back to the back pocket next year, mate.
You know, he's just reliving what he used to do. And he used to wander up from the forward line. He'd tell Scotty West and all these champions, hey, I've got this now. Jono's in the middle.
I'll actually never forget. Reece actually came to me and he said, oh, we're going to hit it to AB, which is one of our hits. I'm like, mate, I'm going to stand here. I have no idea where that's going. So I'm just going to try and read the ball and see what happens.
All right, we're joined by Cats vice captain and the winner of Vest and Ferris for 2023, Tom Stewart, in the studio.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Jono's here doing the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer. But we've also got Tom Stewart from the Cats, the winner of the Vest and Fairest for 2023 in the studio, mate. South Bowen, you have the history with those guys.
Yeah.
I believe you played in a premiership with them.
Two. Yeah, two. Played three in a row, 11, 12, 13. We lost in 11, but won 12 and 13, so I was very lucky.
They've got it all to do this weekend against St. Mary's. Do you think they can...
Yeah, definitely. I went and watched them on the weekend against Colac, and it was a really impressive game to watch. I haven't had the chance to go back and watch a lot of GFL footy, but I was really impressed by the standard. You know, Mary's have got superstars everywhere. Some blokes that I even played against and with back in the day, but yeah, I think they're a really good shout.
Nildy's made a big difference, I believe.
This huge, yeah, huge. One of my best mates is Andrew Bosley, who's the full forward for South, and he just reckons that he's amazing. It's quite funny that he may not know a lot of opposition players. He's just got a lot of belief in what he sort of brings and and the way he wants the team to play. So I think he's hit the nail on the head.
I drove past Geelong West Oval on Church Street there where the game was being played, and I saw the crowd and the sun was shining. I was so tempted to just pull in and go, don't support either of these teams. I just want a beer at the footy. Yeah. Such a good day for it.
Yeah, it is. But this week, you know, last week was beautiful. This week's likely to be about 12 degrees and raining. So in some ways, does that suit a South Bowen, do you think, in terms of coming up who they're against in St. Mary's?
I think so. I mean, you know, Mary's got some unbelievable contested players. Like Jared Garner racks it up for fun in the GFL. But as I said, when I watched South last week, their pressure and the way they got after Colac was something I really admired. Some of the kids that are playing there that, you know, I've never met, I was really impressed with. It was nice to see that jumper back in finals footy and playing really well. So, you know, I'm right on the bandwagon because we're out now, so I'm back at the South colours on.
Walking to the kiosk must be fun for you too. Walking with Lingy is hard, and walking around with you,
I had the sunnies on. It was obviously too hot to wear a hoodie and a beanie, so I couldn't go full incognito, so it took me about an hour to get from one pocket and back, but that's okay. It's good to see some good people.
Yeah, I'm sure you're lovely stopping for photos and stuff. All right, we've got Tom Stewart in the studio, Brad Johnson as well.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We've got Tom Stewart and Brad Johnson with us here. Stewie's here because he's just won the Vest and Fairest, well-deserved Vest and Fairest. Everyone, the season's done. What's up? Do you head off on giant, like, trips around the Greek islands?
Some players go to America now and train and do different things. Do you do anything like that?
No. I've got an almost 3-year-old and an 18-month-old. So we got to Byron mid-year for 4 days and, it put me off flying for at least 9 times.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, we were that. Yeah, we were the family where you sort of head down under the headrest. I mean, one of the kids were good both ways and the other one was, not much fun. So definitely a driving holiday for me.
And some big finals coming up as well, Tommy. You've played them all. If we go through them quickly.
Yeah.
Melbourne and Collingwood, who do you think wins?
I think this is going to be the matchup of the finals. I reckon both teams are extremely well versed in finals footy, and Collingwood have, I think, maybe just limped to the line, and I think Melbourne have sort of done a bit the same. So I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup, but I just think Melbourne at the coalface without Dacos, Petrarca, Oliver, Viney, I think they probably get the ball down there a bit more and get the job done.
The premier comes from that game.
Ooh, it's a massive one. Loser has to go interstate for a prelim. So
it's a massive call.
Huge.
Mm. Huge call.
Brisbane versus Port Adelaide.
I think Brisbane up there is as tough as it gets, but Port do travel well. I think they beat them by 40-odd points earlier in the year. So I think not having Charlie Dixon probably frees up Harris Andrews a bit too much, and I think he'll probably have a pretty big impact on the game.
Interesting, Chris Fagan said last night that this is their year. With the maturity of their lists,
this is enormous from a head coach to say.
It certainly is. Carlton and the Sydney Swans. Blues have been in pretty good form.
They're up and about, aren't they?
So Lingy just said his massive call that the winner of Melbourne Collingwood wins the flag. I think this year someone outside the four wins it.
Wow. Yeah, I like it.
I think it's as even a playing field as I've seen. And I reckon the Baggers get the job done against Sydney.
Ooh, read that as the Baggers might win the flag from Stewie.
Maybe, or GWS. I'm big on
there
GWS.
There you go, GWS versus St Kilda.
Yeah, I respect what St Kilda have done this year, and they obviously touched us up late in the year, but I'm huge on GWS. I'm a big Toby fan, and I'm an even bigger Sam Taylor fan. So I think their defence is absolutely staunch. I think they play the game really well. Stephen Canelio is back to his best. So I think that the GWS Giants get the
If you're a coach, Tommy, would you take a risk on Sammy Taylor if he comes to you and says, look, I feel about 85%?
Yep. I think in an elimination final, you sort of have to.
Yep.
I think, you know, Nick Dacos and his situation, they're lucky enough they got the double chance, so you can take that extra week. But a player that is enormous in what he does behind the ball and is so important to their structure and the way they play against, you know, a St Kilda forward line that are pretty tall, I think you'd be a brave man to leave him out.
All right, Tom, we've got to let you go, mate.
Go and enjoy that wild berry crazy cheesecake.
Morning. A few marshmallows.
My apologies. Thanks for a great season. Congratulations on Vest and Ferris, and then slightly below that, All Australian selection. All the best for your off season, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again in season 2024.
Thanks for having me in, guys. I appreciate it.
Well,
thanks,
Tommy.
Thanks, Jono, for coming in as well. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. So this story I didn't tell yesterday because Mum didn't fly out until yesterday afternoon, and she listens to every show.
Oh, too worried that she was going to hear this
story?
She
doesn't know how to listen online.
I'm sure she does.
If you're listening...
I'll put it on the podcast.
From the Gold Coast. Sorry, Mum. So Friday night, went up to Melbourne, went to the Northcote Theatre, of all places, to go and see a band, Thrice they're called. And
you're really coming into that...
punk and hardcore midlife crisis
again. You're really going out a lot more, and you're at the gym, you're sorting yourself out.
Just reliving those glory days. So, caught up with some boys from school. So I've known them, 26 years? Yeah. No, since I've like, oh, actually, probably 24 years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, no, it does actually, if this is right.
Okay.
Because I met them sort of year 11 when I changed schools, went to CBC. And so year 11 and 12, I hung out with these guys. Anyway, so there's like, it's a big circle of people that sort of from my original school, De La in Malvern, who like sort of know people from, it's like the private schools in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Or the Catholic colleges. We know all the boys know the boys and the girls and girls and Xavier and Skebs and all that. Anyway, so we're out at the Northcote Social Club having dinner before the show and standing around. And so it was two of my best mates that I was going to the concert with, but then they have, they're Melbourne based, and so they have sort of a circle of friends, and I know a couple of them, but there was a bigger crowd coming. So we started with probably five, six of us boys, but then another three came, and then another two came, and all of a sudden we're in the sort of 12 to 15 range of guys, and I only know three of them or four of them, you know, so I'm sort of doing a lot of the standing in a conversation, just not saying anything, like the smile on and, being part of that kind of vibe. And then going up to the bar, I'll get myself a drink and come back. You know, I went up to the bar, came back, and as I went around the bar, I ran into my one of my closer mates, Louis, right? And he was there talking with another guy to two girls. And I half recognised one of them. And so I sort of stopped and I just did a bit of the smiling and nodding and being part of the conversation, but not saying anything, not contributing. And then I looked at the other girl who was directly across from me. I'm like, I know her face. Where do I know her face from? And so I'm thinking about it. And I realised who she was. So she was part of my original high school friendship group when we first started hanging out with girls. So like year nine. Because I went to De La or boys school. We had a former with Sienna, which is a Camberwell girls or girls school. And we found a group of girls and like we all just sort of hung out from then on, and we all sort of started dating, one would date the other and all that kind of thing. And so she used to date my best friend, and I dated her best friend in like year nine.
Yeah.
Right. So 27 years ago, when I was like 14, we would hang out, and I was like, I reckon that's Lorien. Anyway, she hadn't recognized me yet. I'm like, okay, how do I say this? Yeah. how do I interject this conversation that I've just been smiling and nodding?
I
and,
know you.
I'm not part of it. And so I went to go, did you go to Siena? And but I had said something else, and she recognized my voice and went, oh my God, Tom Lewis? And I was like, yes, it is me. Hi, I have no hair anymore. but I could finally grow something of a mustache.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, great, this is excellent. The very next thing she said, and it just happened to be as like, it was in between songs, and everyone sort of went quiet just as she said it.
Oh,
so,
the lull.
Yeah,
oh.
So, are you Tom Lewis? I'm like, yeah, Lorien. And she goes, I was there when you lost your virginity.
Oh!
I was in the room.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
Was she there because it was her? Or was she there because it was a...
It was her best friend, and we were at a house party. And technically she wasn't in the room, but the whole crew was on the other side of the bedroom door, like, and they were all like banging on the door trying to get in, which makes a very nervous experience.
Yes. And you still...
Mate? I don't know. Yeah. I cannot confirm.
Okay.
Probably not is
the
safe bet.
I don't know, actually, yeah.
But anyway, but it just happened to be that moment when everything, it was like, it was in a bar. So how often does the whole bar go quiet?
Oh,
it's a virginity. And people like looking around like, what?
Oh,
what?
My God.
Who's this?
And my mate and his mate were like, yes, it
now
is
Now you're
me.
That guy to the group.
And it is you.
What?
You're that guy to the group
what
now.
What guy? The virginity
guy. You'd be like, hey, is that virginity guy coming again?
Hey, as long as people know I have actually lost it, then I'm happy.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.